Hey guys, it's Eva. I'm here with another episode of Currently Binging, the podcast where I talk all things TV and movies. If you are listening for the first time, welcome. You can find us any and everywhere just about that you listen to podcasts. We are on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and SoundCloud. So make sure you follow, subscribe, rate, comment, all that great, wonderful, and appreciated stuff. So we are going to jump right into this because I told you guys in a previous episode that I was going to do another Netflix roundup. And after thinking about it, it's two Netflix movies. One of them is going to be a small blurb, and I'm going to save that for the end because I know why you guys are really here. You guys are here to hear me talk about To All the Boys I've Loved Before, which, surprise, surprise, another rom-com coming from this podcast. I mean, even I'm surprised. I don't know what is happening this year or like where all the people came from who were like, let's just revive the rom-com space and start putting out good rom-com content so that Eva can talk about it on Currently Binging, because otherwise I will not be talking about this stuff. But yeah, let's jump into this. So To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Now, you guys know I watch a lot of Netflix just in general, because I also just watch a lot of stuff, point blank period. But when I've caught up on everything and I have nothing else to do, or if I need a break from catching up from everything, which is how this one played out, then I will go to Netflix and kind of see what is new. Because, you know, everyone has their articles where they're like, this is what's coming out this month for Netflix. And I don't really pay attention to the movies. I'm more so paying attention to the shows. So a lot of times there's these movies that are announced and I have no idea that they've released until they're on Netflix. So To All the Boys I've Loved Before, actually Netflix has been stepping up their game as far as promoting their original content. And it started showing up on my Netflix account, which I think is just a blanket thing, because if it truly went off of what I watched, then I don't think that it would show. But it started showing like teasers and trailers, and I watched it and I was like, I remember watching the teaser and being like, I don't know about this, because it's like another teen rom-com, not my thing. And then closer to the release, I watched it again and I was like, okay, this seems like it could be cute. Maybe I'll watch it when it actually comes out. Needing a break from, because you guys don't understand, I have been playing catch up on still some shows from the second half of last fall season. So I was just like, I need a break, because we're talking about literally the entire season. So 10 to 13 episodes. And I was just like, okay, I need a break. What's on Netflix? Oh yeah, this movie that was on my radar a little bit is there. Let's just watch that. I mean, they got me with the last movie that I talked about on here, which was Set It Up. And so, I mean, I was surprised by that one. And I was like, we'll just give this a chance. Had no idea that this was based on a book at all. No idea that this was anything other than a movie made for Netflix until after I watched it and was like, okay, wait a minute, and did a little bit of Googling and found out all these things after the fact. But yeah, we're going to jump right into this. I mean, clearly you guys can tell from just the level of excitement that I must have enjoyed this movie. But yeah, so To All the Boys I've Loved Before is a teen rom-com based off of the book by author Jenny Han. And this movie, okay, I don't know about you guys, but when I watch these types of things, especially anything where it falls in the romantic, any of the romantic genres, lately, let's say the past 10 years at least, have been huge eye rolls, like watching the entire thing. And this movie from the beginning, I was smile. I had a smile on my face. I was like, what is happening to my face? Who is controlling the muscles on my face? Like, I am not doing this. Someone else is doing this witchery that has me just sitting on a couch watching this, smiling like a happy fool. And it was literally from beginning to end. I just thought this movie was super adorable, super cute, super relatable, even for me, for how old I am. I could still not, I'm not relatable as far as like how things happen in high school, but you know, there are some things that happens when you're getting to know people, when you're like trying to build a relationship, or even if you think back to when you had crushes on people or that type of thing, like you can relate to a lot of that stuff. So it was super relatable. And so I was just sitting there like a smiling fool watching this. And you guys, a lot of this goes to the cast, because the cast really carried this movie for me, and they were just really likable anyway. And not all of them I've seen in anything or much before. So it stars Lana Condor, and she plays Laura Jane. Then we have, this was her first acting role. I had never seen her in anything before. But yeah, then it also stars Noah Centineo, which I have not seen him in anything before either. But as I was watching it, I was like, he looks so familiar. And I don't know why he looks so familiar. And then afterwards, when I looked it up, I was like, oh, that's why he looks so familiar, because he's in The Fosters. And you guys know I watch a few shows, quite a few shows actually, on now Freeform, and they would always have The Fosters commercials because it was like their last season or whatever, and he would always be in those commercials. And so subconsciously, because I watched so much TV on Freeform, though, his face in those commercials like stuck with me to the point where I thought I actually saw him in actual movies or TV shows when I hadn't. So this was my first experience with seeing him in anything. Janelle Parrish, which of course I've seen her in multiple things now. I love her. I think she's great. I was actually kind of surprised, because the way that it was shown, in not knowing that this was based on a book or having read the book, the way it was shown, it made it seem like she was going to have a bigger role in it than she did. But after seeing this, I was okay with that, because once I realized she was the older sister, and I was like, okay, that makes sense. Because like, girl, high school, I don't think we need to step away from the high school roles, but that's another story. It also stars Israel Broussard, who I have seen in actually quite a few things, and I always seem to like him in whatever I've seen him in. I don't really have any complaints. I'm glad to see him in roles where I feel like we can kind of hopefully see more from him in the future. Because you know, when you have like some of those people, I'm one of those people who I like to try to find people early in their talent. So then when later on, when they blow up, I'm like, yes, I knew you were going to blow up. Yay. But he's like one of those people where earlier on, like even, and I'm not even talking about Ring Bling, it was like another movie I saw him in. I was like, I feel like you have potential, but I think you just need to find the right thing. So I feel like that's kind of what's happening now, because I'm starting to see him pop up a little bit more recently than he was before. So we'll continue to watch, and we'll continue to see how that all plays out. Also, because I have to mention her, Anna Cathcart, who plays Kitty, the little sister, who was probably one of my favorite people in this entire movie, had to throw her out there. I definitely don't think I've seen her in anything before, but I don't think that this is her first. Actually, yeah, she was in, okay, yeah, actually I have. Okay, take that back. But not enough to remember that that was her. But this little girl, we're going to watch her too. But anyway, so back to this movie. So to all the boys I've loved before, I feel like it's making me feel like the young girl with a crush on someone and just trying to hide it. Like, just has me all over the place, stumbling and trying to discuss this. But yeah, let's talk about some of my favorite moments. So originally, again, no background on this story at all. I thought that how they had it set up, that Laura Jane was going, her end goal was going to be her sister's ex-boyfriend, Josh. So I thought that was going to be end goal. But then I was like, wait a minute, because we know that at some point, and it was kind of hard to tell in the beginning to me who she actually still liked in the beginning, but at some point, all these boys who she wrote letters to, she had a crush on them for some reason. But when Peter Kavinsky and Laura Jane were talking in the hall, I believe it was like their first scene that we actually see them together when he's still with his old girlfriend, and they're talking about her shoes. It was like, I don't know why, but I'm feeling something here. And then we have the whole scene outside where she, when the letters are sent out and he approaches her about it, and then she sees Josh coming and she like kisses him. I was like, wait a minute. I feel like this is where my heart wants this movie to go, is for them to end up together. And then the movie just keeps going and we just keep like the cute. I feel like such a freaking, like, I don't even know the word to describe. These are not normal feelings for me, but it was just so freaking adorable watching their relationship evolve throughout the entire movie on like a serious level, an emotional level, a fun level, like seeing, because for Laura Jane, it kind of felt like this was like her first foray into dating, which it was, but then we have Peter coming from this other angle where he's kind of like most guys kind of has a reputation of, you know, being more experienced or whatever. So just mixing those two, but then also knowing that this whole thing is based off of them trying to portray a relationship that's not a real relationship, but then while doing this also really falling for each other. I don't know. It was just so cute, guys. I can't explain it. Like, there are too many scenes where I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so freaking cute. Like, when they go to the party and they take pictures of each other, and then he's like, oh, I already got it saved on my screensaver, and then like posting on social media. I was like, this should not be as cute and adorable as it is, but it is really super adorable. I feel like I'm gonna say adorable and cute and sweet so many times, so forgive me. Like I said, my brain is on like happy mushness right now. But yeah, like those little moments, the moment like when they're at his house and they're actually connecting on a real level about the things that the losses that they've experienced in their young lives thus far, it was just so cute. And then you can, as the movie kept going, you can see that Peter's feelings are for real, whereas Laura Jane, I feel like she did have real feelings for him, but because she felt like it wasn't a real solid thing, she was trying to press him down, so it wasn't as obvious, but you could still kind of see it. So just to see him like, oh, I'll write you letters because my ex wanted me to write letters, but I never wrote her letters, and she'll get upset if she knows that I'm writing letters for you. And then she, Laura Jean, not even reading the letters. But the real MVP of this entire thing has to be Kitty, because this whole thing was put into motion because of her. Side note, as I was watching this and the letters went out, I was like, okay, if that was my little sister, I would murder her. Just straight up murder her. There is no way that she would survive this. Like, taking personal, intimate letters that I wrote to someone thinking that they would never, ever read it, and then you take those letters and send them out. Murder. That's all I have to say. This is why I don't really watch a lot of romance and stuff, because it all turns to murder. But straight up murder. But yeah. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, it would only be two children left in that house because one of them would be gone. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, no. But as the movie evolves and you see how much Laura Jane and Peter change just by being with each other over this whole farce of a relationship, and then you kind of want to be like, well, I mean, Kitty kind of had a point. I mean, she did have a point, but it's a movie, but if this had been real life, we could have went about this a different way, but it's not real life. It's a movie. So whatever. And I mean, when Laura Jane did find out that Kitty was the one who sent out the letters, thankfully she had the right reaction, because my whole thing is, if we're going to do this, let's just have some real emotions of how people would actually act if some of these things that happen in movies actually happen to them. And if in real life your little sister did this to you, you would probably really go off on her and be really mad. So her reaction to finding out that Kitty was the one who orchestrated this entire thing, I appreciated it. And therefore, I was okay with her forgiving her and moving forward, because at the end of the day, she did push her towards this relationship that just seemed to work. And so I feel like I've gushed over this relationship and haven't really said much of sustenance. So let's move from the evolution of the relationship and let's just talk about, I want to say, our three main teens, because I mean, we really do only have three main teens, even though essentially it's two, because we don't really see a lot of Josh. But then you're like, but we do see Josh from Laura Jane's perspective as she's thinking about them and how they react to knowing her true inner thoughts. And I gotta say, how the whole thing with Josh played out, and how, because at first it was weird and I was like, okay, yeah, I get that she, because, you know, everyone, I am a younger sibling in the way, but I grew up in a household as the older sibling. So I never really had an older sibling's boyfriend to pine after or crush after. So I don't really have that experience, but I'm pretty sure that most younger siblings at some point probably had some type of a crush on their older sibling's other half, however you want to play that out. So therefore, I get that and I understand that. And I'm glad that they actually, like, as uncomfortable as it may have seemed, because for me, you guys, if you've been listening for a minute, and I start talking about relationship things and how, and once we start putting family into it, and especially siblings, sisters or brothers or whatever, and if that's like being torn apart, then I kind of feel very strongly one way versus the other. And in the beginning, when I was like, oh my, okay, I mean, she's young, she can have a crush, that's fine. But then I thought that they were going to like actually tried to put them together, I was like, oh, no, wait a minute. But the fact that they actually did it and they let it play out, because at the end of the day, these are all teenagers. And at this time in your life, there are so many emotions that are running rampant through your body, and then your emotions are affecting other people's emotions. So I appreciated that Josh, even though he was still there in a way, he was there in the background and wasn't like a triangle. That's what you call a three. Yeah, it wasn't like some type of a triangle situation, even though it kind of was, but it really wasn't. So I appreciate it that we got to let Peter and Laura Jane's relationship develop without the interference of Josh. Because when Josh finally shows up in a way, it's kind of too late at the point that he shows up. Because it's also at the point where it's after the whole ski trip, and then Laura Jean and Peter are kind of fighting with each other. So by that point, it's too late. So I appreciate that. I don't know, maybe it was just me, or maybe I just am one of those people who just looks at that type of thing, and I'm like, okay, I appreciate that. But yeah, what else did I enjoy about this movie? I enjoyed, like, and I don't know what is happening over at Netflix, but I just really enjoy that these movies feel like the rom-coms that I used to like and watch. And I have not been a hater of rom-coms all my life. Although, the time that I did, like, I love 80s rom-coms. I love 90s rom-coms. There are even some early 2000 rom-coms that I like. There are some later on sprinkled throughout up to this year that, you know, it's like, okay, whatever. I will watch it if, like, I had nothing else to watch. Like, I'm okay with watching it. But for the most part, I've just gotten to the point where I don't think I've ever told the story, but the way that I watch movies, sometimes I will have these little spurts, moments of, I don't even know how to explain this. I have these little moments where if I don't have anything to do for a weekend, which is rare now, but I used to do this, where I would just pick an actor, actress, and just watch all their movies for that entire weekend. And, or I would be like, oh, I'm feeling like this year of a movie, which is so weird. Like, I want to watch all the movies from like 89, 88 that I really like. And I'll sit there and I will watch them. I will have those moments. And I have not had a moment for like that for rom-coms, recent rom-coms, like ever. So the fact that these types of movies are kind of reopening, oh, I don't want to call it a wound, reopening a piece of my movie indulgent history, I appreciate it. And I just want to share my enthusiasm for it. And I hope that we continue to make rom-coms that lots of people want to watch, where you just cannot say anything or much, if anything, negative about it. And to all the boys I've loved before, I'm sure you can find things that you can nitpick about, but overall, it's just a sweet, adorable movie that kind of makes you feel nostalgic for those movies that we used to watch 15, 20 years ago, 30 years ago for some people. Yeah, 30 years ago for some people. I was trying to make sure I was still in the 80s. But yeah, so I mean, there's not much that I can find at fault with this. I genuinely loved this cast, and it just made me want to see more from all of them, to be honest. I know I've seen a lot about people being like, make a sequel. I don't know if there's another book after this one, but I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it if they can do it in a way that is worth it, because you guys know I am one of those people who's not for just making things because everybody wants it and we're not thinking about the quality of the content, because I prefer quality over quantity when it comes to TV and movies. So if we can do it in a way that makes sense and is still at the level of To All the Boys I've Loved Before, then let's do it. If not, that's okay. We can dust our hands off to it. We don't have to do any more with it. I'm trying to think of what else that I liked from this movie before I wrap up my thoughts on it. I did appreciate the nod to Fight Club and 16 Candles, just being someone who loves all things TV and movies. And yeah, also, we can talk a little bit about just, and I'm going to talk, well, I talked about this in when I discussed Crazy Rich Asians, and just at a time, we're just at a point where more representation across the board is necessary and people are demanding it, and this content is being created, and I'm all here for it. And the fact that the author of To All the Boys I've Loved Before, the fact that she was like, hey, if I'm going to sell the rights for this to be a movie, it's going to be done the right way. And the fact that she was turning down a lot of production companies who wanted to take this and change the lead character into being played by a white actress. And she's like, no, this needs to be played by Asian American. And when she finally found someone, which happened to be Will Smith's company, Overbrook, and went for it, I'm glad. And I just think it's a tell, because I think I also said this on Crazy Rich Asians, because there were some issues with them wanting to change the race of the leading female character as well. But it just shows that if you stand behind what you stand for and you are like, no, this is how it's going to be and this is pretty much what it is, like you can't change it, then once it is put out there in the world and to see it blow up and see like people just accept it and rave about it and absorb it the way that these movies have been accepted, I just think that speaks volumes. So to all those people out there who are still waiting for their big break in whatever it is that they're doing, and you're at the point where you're like, you know, I'm just going to be like, whatever, just take it and wipe my hands of it. No. Hold on to it until you get it to a point where you know that it is going to, that it is purely your best work, and don't let anyone change what you put out there. I just appreciate that. Get off my mini soapbox. But yeah, so I mean, that's all I have to say about To All the Boys I Loved Before, which I think I said that I did not know if this was one book, but it sounds like it's a series. Don't know what the other books in the series are called. I would need to look into this. So if that's the case, then that means we have more source material to go off of. But hey, when we get there, we get there. I'm sure this movie has already for sure developed somewhat of a cult following. So I'm sure this is one of those movies that 10 years down the line, yeah, I'm going to say 10 years down the line at the earliest, people be like, this is in my top 10. Like the generation of now would be like, this is in my top 10 of rom-com movies or movies in general. But yeah, so let me know what you thought about To All the Boys I've Loved Before. I mean, I know you guys haven't been enjoying it because it's literally everywhere. Instagram, everywhere. Tumblr, like all that stuff. To the point where I don't know if I've talked about this, but I think I have about, oh my gosh, I'm completely blanking on it right now, about Riverdale. I talked about this briefly, but because I really do enjoy the cast of Riverdale, and sometimes I'll go to their Instagram pages, a lot of their personal Instagram and like fan accounts show up in my recommends on Instagram. So now because of that, a lot of this To All the Boys I've Loved Before, because it's kind of, I don't know how Instagram does it, but I'm assuming because it's like the same type of content, it's just all showing up there. So a lot of this To All the Boys I Loved Before stuff is also showing there. And now I have like Peter Kavinsky versus Jughead, like who's hotter, Cole Sprouse or Noah Centineo, like all that stuff. In like Netflix, the Netflix Instagram accounts are also in on this. I don't know. If you don't believe me, go on Instagram and look it up, because it is there. So I know you guys have been enjoying this movie, so let me know your thoughts. But we are going to move on to Extinction. This is going to be super short and sweet because I honestly don't have a lot to say about Extinction. Initially, I thought I would, but it's been about a little over a month now since I've seen it, and other things have come and gone that I have enjoyed far better than Extinction. Now, Extinction, it stars Michael Pena, Lizzie Kaplan, Israel Broussard, who I didn't even know he was in it until towards the end, because we don't see his face until the end. Mike Coulter is also in this, and because of the cast, I was like, okay, I mean, I'll watch it. I do like these people and other things. and it is sci-fi, and I have talked about my love and hate of sci-fi. So I was like, whatever, I'll watch it. I like some action because it seemed like there's going to be some action in it. And I like sci-fi. I mean, I can sit and watch it. So I watched it. I didn't really see the twist coming about them being like AI, artificial intelligent. You want to call them beings, like robots. I didn't see that twist coming. I genuinely thought that it was going to be alien attack just based off the garb that the people had on. Also, I was, you know, it was one of those things where you like are watching, but you're not fully giving your 100% attention. I mean, who does that nowadays unless you're at the movie theater? I feel like if you're watching at home, you don't really give something 100% of your attention. But for this, I really wasn't. And so even if I was, I don't think, I mean, there are some things that I probably would have been like, oh, that's weird. What does that mean? I probably would have caught. But overall, the twist was okay. The way that they ended, I mean, they could set it up to have a follow-up because I feel like they could, this is also like the Will Smith movie, Bright, where I feel like they created this world and left us with all of these questions, whereas like they could potentially try to build the world to give us more background on these people and how we got here and like what the future looks like, kind of a thing. So for that, I mean, it's whatever. It's, again, it's a Netflix movie, which I mean, we're going to get to a point where we can't really say that because Netflix has been out here winning awards and stuff. But for this, I feel like this is one of those movies, if you like sci-fi, like, and you have nothing else to watch, and it's a Friday or Saturday night, and you're just like, I'm just going to turn on some Netflix and watch something, I would tell you not to be opposed to putting this on, because it's just like, oh, okay, watch it. It's not, like, the best, but it's tolerable. And I think because of some of the storyline and how it was executed, because I don't think that, I feel like I've seen a lot of mixed reviews about it, and mixed reviews just in general across the board about like the story itself, saying that it's a mess and just all that stuff. So I think it's just one of those things where you kind of have to be like, kind of like how I am for summer blockbuster movies. Whereas like if you're coming out in the summer and you are an action movie, then I am going in and I'm going in and watching you, still expecting like high quality, but I'm also going in and expecting to get a summer blockbuster where I want to feel like this is something I can watch that's a good movie, but I can also kind of lose myself in. So I kind of look at this kind of like that, just because it also was released in the summer and it kind of has. Had it been released in theaters and the storyline pumped up a little bit more, then I feel like this would have been released in the summer. And it just kind of had that feel. I don't know if that makes sense, but overall, it was an okay movie. Do I want to see more from this world? I don't need to. I'm not going to say that I would be missing anything if I didn't. It didn't make me feel super attached to the main characters, especially after the, like, because I kind of knew that the family friends were going to die, like the two parents with, I think they had two girls. I kind of figured that they were going to die. So when they did die and then we find out, oh, like they're robots, it just seemed to drop all, what's the word? Not appreciation, but like emotion towards, like, I just seem to drop all emotional connection to these people. And when I found out like that it was actually real people who were coming back to try to take like their world back, I felt more connected to them than to the robots. So I don't know if that's where they were going. Like after hearing when Israel Broussard's character like tells his story. I was like, oh my gosh. But I mean, on both sides, they kind of have like stories, but it's like one's also a robot. So I don't know. I don't know if that's what they were going for, but that's kind of what I felt and got. So yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that. If you watched Extinction, then let me know what you thought about that as well. Let me know about Extinction. Let me know about To All the Boys I've Loved Before. I told you Extinction was going to be short because I didn't really have a lot to say about it. But as always, you can find me any and everywhere on social media at In Her Glam, InHerGlam. And I will talk to you guys in the next one.